got stood up. Hurt so bad I had to sit down. And to think, she approached me. Watched me do some spoken words. Open mic, I just shrugged my shoulders. Thought it was a joke at first. Pinch my arm and poke my nerves. I mean, she's gorgeous. I don't suppose she flirts. With me? Please. This June night below streetlights in Adams Morgan. So we chat art, Jim Morrison before he met the Doors, his diet, LSD and oranges. She's a student at George Washington in Northwest. We made casual plans to meet. Well, I built a castle in the sky with moat included with a fortress for us. Then the day came, but no one came. I texted this brunette and I requested explanation. Then she replied sans any hesitation. So sorry, I had kind of a Pulp Fiction night. Oh, you killed John Travolta? No, it was more of an Uma Thurman kind of night. Whoa. If her folks in New York only knew or had a clue, they send her here for school. She parties well past two, then shoots up till she turns blue. So, you'd think I'd say adieu, although we keep up correspondence. Her wit belies her wholesome extra beauty. It is creepy and despondent. Leaves me with the feeling that it's bleak and I'm not fond of. She speaks of Hindu women and the ritual of sati. Her wicked twist on suicide is somewhat odd and sort of naughty. My higher self thinks at risk, while my guy contorts her body. But, I realize she needs psychiatry or anyone that's not me. Enough voices tend to haunt me. God, already I have got three. Now I know our road is over and there is no more to go. So when she tells me she's a Virgo, I don't chant, I'm a Cancer Cusper Leo. I halt any chance of romance and disclose that I have Morton's toe. The end. As in the song that's by the Doors, of course.